demons! Demons from hell itself!
Roxxol! Use Roxxol shotgun rounds!
The wagons had been abandoned in the retreat. My father climbed from Bright to the buckboard of the wagon he had brought from Golgotha. A rattlesnake coiled near him on the bench. It lunged and struck him in the side. John blasted it with the shotgun a second too late, blowing it off the wagon. He whistled for his horse to follow the wagon and slapped the reins to get the horses moving. Highfather came closer to the canyon mouth and saw the ghostly braves tearing through the survivors who were pinned down near the entrance. A few soldiers, like the wounded Curtis, were blasting back at the ghosts with shotguns. The rock salt dispersed the spirits it struck, but there were so many of them. Second after second, they were killing and wounding the remaining soldiers. Highfather pulled the cart to a stop. He was dizzy and he wanted to vomit. He bit the inside of his cheek hard, and the pain held him in the present. He climbed into the back and pulled the canvas off the machine Clay had built. When John had explained the problem to Clay, the eccentric inventor had said he had already developed a device for a very similar purpose. The machine was a large metal cylinder about 5 feet long, lying flat on the bed of the wagon. Arrows and bullets smashed the wooden sideboards of the wagon as Highfather knelt down and looked at the panel of switches and knobs. Cold sweat was dripping off his face. He blinked and fought down the pain.
Okay, Clay. I hope I remembered this right.
A ghostly brave, garbed in the clothing of a Shoshone, galloped up to Highfather, pistol in hand. The red light of the sun filtered through the brave's translucent body. The gun came up, less than a foot from John's face. Highfather gave the warrior the remaining barrel of his shotgun. The rock salt scattered the spirit on the wind. John dropped the empty shotgun. He flipped the switches in the sequence Clay had instructed him. The machine began to hum and vibrate. He heard more riders approaching, the sounds of the ghost braves growing louder. A ghost bullet tore through Highfather's arm. He felt the world tilt and turn as his blood sprayed across Clay's machine. He focused and turned the machine's dial.